46. Talk at Unity Church. 12th May 1912. Montclair, New Jersey. Notes by Esther Foster. I wish to speak upon the subject of divine unity, the oneness of God, before this revered assemblage. It is a self-evident fact that phenomenal existence can never grasp nor comprehend the ancient and essential reality. Utter weakness cannot understand absolute strength. When we view the world of creation, we discover differences in degree which make it impossible for the lower to comprehend the higher. For example, the mineral kingdom, no matter how much it may advance, can never comprehend the phenomena of the vegetable kingdom. Whatever development the vegetable may attain, it can have no message from nor come in touch with the kingdom of the animal. However perfect may be the growth of a tree, it cannot realize the sensation of sight, hearing, smell, taste and touch. These are beyond its limitation. Although it is the possessor of existence in the world of creation, a tree, nevertheless, has no knowledge of the superior degree of the animal kingdom. Likewise, no matter how great the advancement of the animal, it can have no idea of the human plane, no knowledge of intellect and spirit. Difference in degree is an obstacle to this comprehension. A lower degree cannot comprehend a higher, although all are in the same world of creation, whether mineral, vegetable, or animal. Degree is the barrier and limitation. In the human plane of existence, we can say we have knowledge of a vegetable, its qualities and product, but the vegetable has no knowledge or comprehension whatever of us. No matter how near perfection this rose may advance in its own sphere, it can never possess hearing and sight. Inasmuch as in the creational world, which is phenomenal, difference of degree is an obstacle or hindrance to comprehension, how can the human being, which is a created exigency, comprehend the ancient divine reality, which is essential? This is impossible, because the reality of divinity is sanctified beyond the comprehension of the created being, man. Furthermore, that which man can grasp is finite to man, and man to it is as infinite. Is it possible then for the reality of divinity to be finite and the human creature infinite? On the contrary, the reverse is true. The human is finite while the essence of divinity is infinite. Whatever comes within the sphere of human comprehension must be limited and finite. As the essence of divinity transcends the comprehension of man, therefore God brings forth certain manifestations of the divine reality upon whom he bestows heavenly effulgences in order that they may be intermediaries between humanity and himself. These holy manifestations or prophets of God are as mirrors which have acquired illumination from the Sun of Truth. But the sun does not descend from its high zenith and does not effect entrance within the mirror. In truth, this mirror has attained complete polish and purity until the utmost capacity of reflection has been developed in it. Therefore, the Sun of Reality, with its fullest effulgence and splendor, is revealed therein. These mirrors are earthly, whereas the reality of divinity is in its highest apogee. Although its lights are shining and its heat is manifest in them, although these mirrors are telling their story of its effulgence, the sun, nevertheless, remains in its own lofty station. It does not descend. It does not affect entrance because it is holy and sanctified. The Son of Divinity and of Reality has revealed itself in various mirrors. Though these mirrors are many, yet the Son is one. The bestowals of God are one. The reality of the divine religion is one. Consider how one and the same light has reflected itself in the different mirrors or manifestations of it. There are certain souls who are lovers of the sun. They perceive the effulgence of the sun from every mirror. They are not fettered or attached to the mirrors. They are attached to the sun itself and adore it, no matter from what point it may shine. But those who adore the mirror and are attached to it become deprived of witnessing the light of the sun when it shines forth from another mirror. For instance, the Sun of Reality revealed itself from the mosaic mirror. The people who were sincere accepted and believed in it. When the same sun shone from the messianic mirror, the Jews, who were not lovers of the sun and who were fettered by their adoration of the mirror of Moses, did not perceive the lights and effulgences of the Sun of Reality resplendent in Jesus. Therefore, they were deprived of its bestowals. Yet the Sun of Reality, the Word of God, shone from the messianic mirror through the wonderful channel of Jesus Christ more fully and more wonderfully. Its effulgences were manifestly radiant, but even to this day, the Jews are holding to the mosaic mirror. Therefore, they are bereft of witnessing the lights of eternity in Jesus. In brief, the sun is one sun. The light is one light which shines upon all phenomenal beings. Every creature has a portion thereof. But the pure mirror can reveal the story of its bounty more fully and completely. Therefore, we must adore the light of the sun, no matter through what mirror it may be revealed. We must not entertain prejudice, for prejudice is an obstacle to realization. Inasmuch as the effulgence is one effulgence, the human realities must all become recipients of the same light, recognizing in it the compelling force that unites them in its illumination. As this is the radiant century, it is my hope that the Sun of Truth may illumine all humanity. May the eyes be opened and the ears become attentive. May souls become resuscitated and consort together in the utmost harmony as recipients of the same light. Perchance, God will remove this strife and warfare of thousands of years. May this bloodshed pass away, this tyranny and oppression cease, this warfare be ended. May the light of love shine forth and illumine hearts, and may human lives be cemented and connected until all of us may find agreement and tranquility beneath the same tabernacle and with the standard of the most great peace above us move steadily onward. O thou kind Lord, O thou who art generous and merciful, we are the servants of thy threshold and are gathered beneath the sheltering shadow of thy divine unity. The sun of thy mercy is shining upon all, and the clouds of thy bounty shower upon all. Thy gifts encompass all, thy loving providence sustains all. Thy protection overshadows all, and the glances of thy favour are cast upon all. O Lord, grant thine infinite bestowals, and let the light of thy guidance shine. Illumine the eyes, gladden the hearts with abiding joy. confer a new spirit upon all people, and bestow upon them eternal life. Unlock the gates of true understanding, and let the light of faith shine resplendent. Gather all people beneath the shadow of thy bounty, and cause them to unite in harmony, so that they may become as the rays of one sun, as the waves of one ocean, and as the fruit of one tree. May they drink from the same fountain. May they be refreshed by the same breeze. May they receive illumination from the same source of light. Thou art the giver, the merciful, the omnipotent.